Well, Max, you know, I'm having trouble with this word, but I think it's a great topic. I read about this in Freakonomics, the blog.
Right, which I do like. I missed it today.
Right, and I'm not sure if they actually invented this word or what. But the way they were talking, it seemed like they did, and the word was aptonyms.
Aptonyms, you did.
Aptonyms. And aptonyms are people's names that perfectly reflect in some way, shape, or form the job they do.
Their occupation.
And they gave two examples.
Right.
They said that the major meteorologist in Chicago, who was talking about the big playoff game, or pre-playoff game with the Chicago Bears, her name was Amy Freeze.
Yeah.
Okay, and also in Miami, the referee for that particular game was named Ron Winter. And you look at those and you say, those are absolutely perfect. Well, I got two. I've got two aptonyms in my life.
You couldn't do it twice.
I couldn't do it twice in a row. Aptonyms in my life.
Yeah.
Which I think were absolutely right on target.
Yeah.
Now, the first one is that when I lost my toes, when I had my toes amputated,
right,
my orthopedist was the same orthopedist who handled Mrs. Fabulous's broken wrist a couple months ago.
Right.
Okay? And he is also, he was, I'm not sure that he still is now, but he is also the orthopedist for the UMass sports program.
Right.
And his name is Dr. Doctor.
Yeah, you can't get better than that.
You can't get better than... I mean, when his parents named him... I mean, they had to know that he was going to be a doctor, right? I mean, they just had to know.
Well, it does make you wonder if people fall into a job or are led into a job based on, in somewhat, on their name.
Right.
I had a girlfriend once whose last name was Officer, who kept mulling over the idea of becoming a cop.
Well, I mean, you know, if your girlfriend's name was Stripper,
well,
I mean, you would...
There's hope in the world, yeah.
The second one that I have also in my life was my eighth grade math teacher.
Yeah.
Whose name, as a teacher, I thought this was perfect, his name was Mr. Boss.
Not because he was a math teacher, but because he was the boss of the room.
He was the boss, yeah. Right. And I, again, one of those perfect ones.
He was,
now, when I pitched this idea to you, you had a couple of really, really good ones.
Right. I've been collecting them because I've always been fascinated by this idea, too. Down in the next town near where I live, there is a dentist, an orthodontist, actually, named Dr. Payne. And
so not only is he a dentist, he's an orthodontist.
Right.
I mean, that's perfect.
That's
right,
right? Dr. Payne. And by all reputation, a really excellent one. I never had to go to an orthodontist, so I don't know. But my sister did, and I think she liked him. When we were kids, my parents bought a house and did major renovations on it, including a lot of plumbing. And Mr. Fawcett did that for us.
Again, perfect.
I'm gonna skip the middle one and go to my friend Tom Ranger, who I think because of his name wanted the job of being a park ranger, and eventually he got one, and he was Ranger Tom Ranger. And being a Catholic school student, of course, ran into Father Lord in the hallways quite a bit. But for some reason, my favorite one is a guy my dad worked for, a farmer named Art Plow. They're fun. Everybody has them. And by the way, csapodcast@gmail.com, if you've got your own app.
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely read them on the air for that alone. So do you think that there is some sort of connection? I mean, do you think like that that Dr. Payne or Mr. Fawcett, I mean, had in there. If you read Freakonomics,
yeah,
okay, they firmly believe that people's names have an effect on their success in later life.
Well, wait a minute. I read that chapter just the opposite. They went in with the theory that people's names affect their lives, and then they told the story about winner and loser.
Right, right. But I thought that was more of a they felt that was more an exception rather
anomaly
than the rule.
Huh. All right. Well, maybe I'll have to go back and read it again.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe it was my misinterpretation of that, but I thought what they were saying was it was more along the lines of that people that had unusual names had different levels of success in their lives rather than you know, like the most common names or whatever.
Yeah, their writing is a little it's not casual, whatever the opposite of that is. Then I don't know, you know. Maybe we should both go back and read it over again. But I have always felt and have told people that I believe that people live up to or down to their names.
Uh-huh.
But I had that challenge. The way I read it, I thought that was challenged in Freakonomics. By the way, if you're listening to this podcast, read Freakonomics.
Oh, absolutely. You have to. It's a great book that raises lots and lots of questions. Well,
yeah,
thanks
fun.
For... Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, and it's fun.
It is. It is. Well, thanks for clearing up that name situation. I'm so glad that Dr. Payne and Mr. Fawcett, those
well,
are great.
Well, you know what? With a thing like Mr. Fawcett, I think there's a possibility. Like I said, Ranger Tom Ranger and my girl who wanted to be an officer. They definitely thought about their names and their jobs.
Right.
Don't know if that was true with Father Lord. I doubt it was true with Dr. Payne.
Right.
I think Art Plow was probably born to be a farmer. I mean, he probably was born a farmer.
Right, so his name really had nothing to...
Right.
Nothing to really do with it.
So I think it's come see, come saw.
You know, I think that perhaps, going back, you know, 1,000 years, that... From what I remember reading... That the whole history of names, you know, like...
Oh, yes.
You know, I mean, that's where it came from.
You had a first name,
and your last name was sort of like your...
Your job. Yes.
Your job.
I can give you a few of them. Obviously, Smith comes right to mind.
Sure.
Cooper was a barrel maker.
Right.
Fletcher was an arrow maker. People's last names also reflected their location in the geography. I have some friends named Westgate.
Right, sure.
And they're pretty sure that you know, their ancient ancestors lived over by the Westgate.
Right. Yeah, so that makes some sense. It would make some sense, therefore, that those names like Payne and Fawcett and Plow and Ranger were all...
Actually...
Those types of things.
Yeah.
At one time or another.
I think probably so. I think so. I love to listen to people's names and try to figure out the derivation of it or the genealogy of it or whatever. There's a lot of names that you can tell what's going on just by the name. There's a guy that, well, there's a theater in New York, and I've heard this name from some people, called the Niederlander Theater. And Niederlander is an Americanized version of Netherlander. You know, it's a Dutchman.
Right, yeah.
And on and on. There's a lot of information. Speaking of this, as long as I'm holding forth, do you know about prefixes?
In regards to names?
Yeah. Like O'Brien?
No.
Pretty much every culture, well, every Western culture, has... a prefix that means son of.
Okay, right.
O'Brien is son of Brian. Fitzpatrick is son of Patrick. Ben-Gurion is son of Gurion.
Okay.
There's a couple others I can't think of right off the bat, but yeah, there's a lot of information. In Muslim names, if you've done the Hajj, you get to add it to your name, and people know right away whether or not you've been to Mecca.
Oh, interesting.
So what happens when you talk to somebody who's been to school for history? You end up with a lot of trivia.
I guess. Well, thanks again for that interesting interesting look at names. I like that.
Yeah. It was fun. Telling the truth, I'm finished with lies.